Your reaction to tonight's 3-0 win here at Windsor Park, David?
I mean, the most important thing is we won the game tonight. Say we went in 3-0 up at half time, and sometimes in the second half it becomes a wee bit of a non-event because you know, you're sort of that far clear. But the second half, I thought we were poor in the second half, to be honest. We had enough sort of opportunities, we had enough time in possession and enough opportunities to put the ball in the right area, and we didn't do it in the second half. It's disappointing me. So I had a wee pop at the players after the game, just as a wee reminder that if we are going to be winners, well, it's this year or next year or going forward, we have to be a wee bit more ruthless.
But clinical in the first half, you know, pouncing on the pass, three different goal scorers, great header, Paul Smith doing acrobats. Really enjoyable first half.
Yeah, well, I still thought, I didn't think we were that great in the first half. But we go in 3-0 up, and then, as I said, sometimes in football, the mental side takes over and becomes a wee bit of a non-event, which it did in the second half. But you know, fair play to players, because you know, we're going toe-to-toe and we're doing what we can. So it's out of our hands what happens. But it was just a wee warning shot to players here that if we really want to be serious about being winners, whether it's this year or going forward, we need to be more ruthless.
It must have been pleasant to be able to rest Mulgrew and Burns. And
I didn't rest Mulgrew.
Injured, I know.
But I took him off because it was a horrible challenge in the first half, which goes unpunished by a referee and a linesman who's 15 yards from the decision. So he wasn't resting. He had to come off because he was injured, which again is baffling to me that I know the referees because my time spent in meetings with the referees lately, I've actually had the opportunity to read the rules, what you can say and what you can't say, and all our bits and bobs with decisions. And that was a horrible challenge on Jamie Mulgrew, and that's why he was taken off, because he was injured.
But nevertheless, injuries, rest for some opportunities.
Mark Hockey was one on Aaron Burns that we took off to protect them with a card issue.
And it's great that Ward and Stafford and Kirk got game time.
Yeah, it was. And it keeps everybody, and obviously keeps them champing at the bit. It's not a 1-11 team, a 1-11 thing at the club. It's got to be a 1-16 and the rest. Everybody should be champing at the bit. There's big games coming up, and one's a day should be really looking forward to. As I say, Coleraine on Saturday will be a huge test for us, but one that the players should be going into in good form. As I say, hopefully having a wee pop at them in the second half or at the end of the game, maybe we might get a wee bit more of a reaction on Saturday.
And all we can do since we beat the Crusaders is win our games and see where that takes us. And you know, Crusaders have won there too, and we've won at Ballymena, we've won tonight, and you know, hopefully we can go to Coleraine and keep this run going.
Yeah, it'll be difficult, because Coleraine are a good side and have proved a bit of a nemesis this season for us. But so we go down in good spirits and good form, knowing that any slip-ups, we won't win the league title. So that's the goal at the end of it. That's always been the aim. So we know what's expected, we know what's needed.
Another clean sheet tonight. Roy Carroll shows tremendous authority in goal, and he signed a new contract there last week. Yeah. So the whole club is buzzing, isn't it? You know, I mean, yeah, 1-11, they were man of the matches tonight.
Really. Yeah, getting Andy, sometimes you're got a wee bit carried. You see the Linfield, I don't think we were that good tonight. But you know, getting Roy signed was important. It was important for the club, because he's been a big asset. He's a winner. He wants to win. He's 40 next year, and he wants to be a winner. Players left this club last year because they weren't winners. Players will leave this club this year because they're not winners. We need winners at this football club, and Roy has been a winner. He's had a terrific career, and I'm delighted to get him signed, because one thing he will do is instill a mentality into the players that any sloppiness that won't be accepted.
And you ask the players to stay behind, do you applaud the crowd on their last home game tonight? The crowd has really got behind us over the last few months, haven't they?
Yeah, they deserve that, you know. And just, you know, sometimes you wish it was a wee bit easier, and obviously I know fans had to shoot off and whatever else, but that was my appreciation and the players' appreciation for, you know, their huge support week in, week out, no expense spared, up and down the country, Saturdays, Tuesdays. So that was just a little thank you for the, you know, my staff and the players for, you know, all their support throughout the, you know, the the rest of the season.
And no doubt you'll want a big crowd at Coleraine for what is a really good day out on Saturday. And you're probably not even aware yet, but you should see the crowd queuing for tickets for Solitude, you know, right back as far as the crowd, the queue can go. So that's the appetite for success that there is at this club.
Yeah, well, that's it. We have the biggest support. We have the biggest away support. And, you know, clubs, I'm sure, look forward to Linfield coming, because what they do know is that they're going to get a good turnout. And, you know, a big Linfield support. And as I say, obviously, the two away games coming up. It's expensive for them, the cup final, expensive for them. People dig their arm in. To the average supporter, with families, with kids. People dig their arm in. They say £20 for a cup final ticket in this country, in this day and age, when people are working 9-to-5 jobs, working their socks off all week, and the people outside of clubs make decisions like they make. It's hugely disappointing. I have a young family myself. To understand the frustrations of other families and other Linfield supporters who want to bring their kids, want to bring maybe their wife on the day and come and watch, or their husband to come and watch the games. And people are digging their arms in. £20 a ticket if you've got 2 or 3 kids wanting to go to a cup final to support your boyhood club.
It's a huge sacrifice for people to have
it
to
It is. Make, it's huge. You know? Absolutely. Yeah. Especially with us having 2 away games leading into the cup final. So, again, get the nitty-gritty if you are really wanting to go to all the games. It's going to cost you an absolute fortune. Trains to Coleraine, buses to Coleraine. Linfield supporters coming throughout, all over Northern Ireland to come and support you on a cup final. You get £20 a ticket. I can't get my head around stuff like that. Who makes these decisions up? But I say, no matter whether it was £50 or £100, the Linfield fans are diehard supporters and they'll be there. That's the main thing.
And we need them there to hopefully cheer us on to silverware. The Swifts lifted up their league trophy there at half time tonight, and there's nothing more than we want them to see the first team lifting silverware in the next few weeks.
Yeah, well, we'll keep going, Andy. All right.
All the very best. Thanks, Fortune Andy. Favours a brave, Dave.
Thank you.